Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Love and Lordship podcast with Greg Williams. This message is about building every relationship on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. For more from Greg and the Love and Lordship ministry, visit loveandlordship.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's all about Jesus' love and lordship. And now, here's Greg with this week's message.
Hello, I'm Greg Williams, and welcome to Love and Lordship Live. We look a little different this week, so I'm going to introduce my friend here in just a minute, but I trust that you're having a great, very Merry Christmas with family and loved ones. And now I'm going to introduce my friend. This is live. We have a little bit scripted, but you'll see it's probably not very good scripting, okay? Scott Collins is a good friend of mine, and you're going to find out he's a very talented musician. He is a disciple of Christ. He is a husband, a father, a musician, and an artist, and you're going to hear a little bit about all those as we move through this today. But before we hear from Scott, we were invited out to Blackburn Correctional Facility. I do that occasionally as part of the ministry. Scott found out we were doing that and said, man, we ought to try and do something like that, you know, Psalms or something, and I said, let's try it. So we put together a couple of Christmas medleys, and we want to share them with you. It's free, okay? So you can enjoy it or you can turn it off, whatever you want to do. But we want to share a couple of Christmas medleys. We're actually going to close with a song as well a little bit later on. So Scott, take it from there, man, and we'll get into your ministry.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, the blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
He rules the world.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation through the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
All right, thanks, Scott. And we got another little one here. We'll slow it down a little bit here. But are we getting a thumbs up back there, Jeff? Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed it. We got one more. This is going to be Away in a Manger, Silent Night mashup. They don't call them medleys anymore, call them mashups. So we're going to mash those up for you, all right? Take it, Scott.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no cry He makes. I love Thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's just a little Christmas carol treat for you. And now, Scott, I want to talk a little bit more. Obviously, I told you he was a musician and artist, so you've just seen the musician side of him, right? So you're going to see a little bit more of the artistry, and that's going to bring our two ministries together. But first, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott.
Well, I'm from Lexington originally. I'm a 61 model.
Hey, that's a good year.
And I've grown up here. Grew up in a little Baptist church, and in my high school days, kind of got away from Christ and away from His Word. And but He brought me back, faithful. And so I married, got three children, and I'm a former worship leader. And
see that?
Yes. former business owner, Collins Dental Equipment. And so now I mostly do music and ministry and some artwork. Thornhill Creations is kind of a little sideline that I'm involved in, trying to promote that.
And that's what I was talking about. That's what I wanted to connect with. And so I'm going to show them a little piece here. You got more. But just to kind of intro this, Scott does these little, and I'll let him tell you more of the story. I don't want to steal his thunder, but this is Scott's piece in this. This is what Scott does in Thornhill Creations. He gave this to a young lady for a project that she had, and of course, great transition and timing with our Christmas. So she put it on this board and said, "Keep Christ in Christmas," using Scott's Thornhill Creation for the tees. And I'm going to let you tell a little bit more about that, and then we'll talk about our partnership that we're entering into.
Well, years ago, I was walking through our local park, and I saw this tree that I don't think I'd ever seen before. And I noticed these huge cross-shaped thorns. And I was like, what? And so
They can grow pretty large, too.
Oh, yeah. I grew up
on a farm, so I'm very familiar with these.
Pretty gnarly.
Right.
And so I thought, I'm going to pick one of those and take it home and make a little necklace out of it or something. That's pretty neat. And so I was in my shop playing around with it. I had a few of them, and I kind of turned one over, and I thought, well, that's Christ on the cross. And, of course, it ends up, you know, like this. These are two honey locust thorns, and they are very painful. So that's how it all began. And so throughout the years, I've made them as gifts for friends and family and enemies.
Yeah. And, hope you don't stick yourself with this, right?
No, it's very painful. Yeah. But it's from a honey locust tree,
right,
which is an interesting term because you have honey, which is analogous to blessing, and locust, which is analogous to judgment. And of course, we know the cross was both a blessing and a curse, and exactly. It's certainly a blessing for us.
Yeah, and tradition says that it's likely a locust tree of some kind through which the thorns that created Christ's crown that he wore on the cross.
Right.
So all of that's tied together. So Scott came to me a few months ago and just said, man, check out Thornhill Creations. And by the way, you can do that, thornhillcreations.com. Please check that out. You'll see some beautiful pieces. These are beautiful. There's many more on there, and he's got more in mind. And he said, you know what I'd love to do? Because you're a very gracious supporter, and I thank you for that, first of all. But he said, I would like to create a monthly art piece with Thornhill Creations and donate it to Love and Lordship. You guys can put it on your site, and whoever's the highest bidder, however you want to do it. We prayed about it for a while, thought about it, and I've just started putting together the auction bid site, so hopefully before the end of the year, if not in the new year, we're going to have the first piece that Scott does, something to do with Christmas or new beginnings or something like that. I don't know what the Lord's laid on your heart, but that's what I was thinking, and something like that, and we're going to put that on there to the highest bidder. I mean, they retail anywhere from $25 to $150 or $75, right?
Depending on how much work goes into it.
But right, yeah, that's a big part of it. It is very creative, as you can tell. There's paint, there's work, there's artistry that goes with it, but it is beautiful, and I want to thank you for that. We're going to close with another song, but before we do that, I always give you a little bit, and I'm going to give a very, very brief summary of what you can find on our website. The last 2 weeks, we've had Christmas memories and Christmas stories. Coming up in Christmas week, we're going to have the blessing of Christmas, which follows Philippians 2, 3 through 8, John 1, 1 and 14, and Luke 14, 25 through 33, to show us that Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, is the blessing of Christmas, but he not only came to save us, he modeled for us what he called us to do. So you'll see that in that article. I also contrast the humility and sacrifice of the Christmas story and what Christ gave up for us with our self-absorbed culture. And I've linked in there an article that you can get more on that, the beauty of Christmas versus the self-absorbed culture that we live in. It's really powerful. I close with the weekly top 10. You'll find that on there. And actually this week, it's 10 top stories you can share with your children or grandchildren or with children at church. So say that 5 times fast, okay? Our prayer at Love and Lordship is that no matter what you faced in your life and related to the Christmas and holiday season when they can be a really down time, we want you to come to know the joy, love, peace, and life that is the Christ of Christmas. So check out Love and Lordship for more. And before we go, I promised you, we have one more Christmas song to share, and it's called Welcome to Our World by Chris Rice. We practiced it one time, so give us some grace. Thanks, man. That's me more than it is him, all right? You ready, Scott?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, holy child. Welcome, holy child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking, heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. fragile finger sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod, rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to our world. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Scott, thank you. And I know you have a thing that kind of ties these two together. Can we show it real quick?
Well, this is a CD I made a few years ago, and it's called Shadow of the Cross. And it's got a lot of originals on there. And, of course, I'll Fly Away is on there. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
The Baptist National Anthem.
We might have to do that sometime, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
The Baptist. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm also going to make these available to you for donations.
So. Oh, thank you. So we'll put a visual up there of some kind.
Okay.
And so people can see it and then check with us on
Absolutely.
That. So do what we want with it. Thanks again for that. Thanks for joining us, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Like what you do. Keep
thank
doing
you.
It.
Thanks for your encouragement and your support, your prayers. And thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers and thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and a very merry Christmas season with family and loved ones. And God bless.
We hope you've been encouraged, challenged, and blessed by today's message from Greg and Love and Lordship. Join us again next week as Greg shares more about the love and lordship of Jesus.